Hello, this is Manny Shields. Thanks for joining me. First of all, I'd like to just give my humble condolences to George Floyd's family and direct friends and loved ones. It was a tragedy beyond all measures, and it's blatant and it's totally wrong, and we need to totally do something to change it. But my condolences again goes out to the family of George Floyd. Before the first segment starts, the next one, I just like to state that I hope that we can kind of lower the violence. Look, I just hope. All right, I understand the anger, so I have a feeling that a lot of people are cutting a little bit of slack, but, you know, at the end of the day, you know, we've had a couple, if not three more deaths from the start of this, and, you know, these are forgotten people. You know, they're going to be lost in the shuffle. And, you know, this, you know, we don't want to make things worse. We want to just make things heard. And in my opinion, you know, it'd be, you know, really good if we could just, you know, really just stop burning things down and stop making destruction, because that's where you pretty much got to live, you know. Now, I heard that people coming in from out of state and stuff like that, so that's interesting, or different cities to go and bust someone else's up, so we got to talk about that too. But at the end of the day, you know, I sure hope that the destruction could end, because it's just kind of productive, basically. With that being said, again, my prayers go out to everyone, because I think we're all hurting on some level in terms of mourning for Floyd's death. So just wanted to let you guys know that, and enjoy the rest of the podcast. Hello, this is Manny Shields, comedian, entrepreneur, writer, and speaker. Thanks for listening in. I wish we were talking in better circumstances, but with this situation with George Floyd, it's really been pretty messed up. I'm normally an optimist, and, you know, I'm still an optimist, okay? I do believe that, you know, we can live in a better world, but it's really hard. I mean, we got two pandemics going on right now, and I'm more concerned over the racist pandemic than I am the coronavirus pandemic, believe it or not, because the racist pandemic has been going on since day one, and it just keeps festering in our population. It keeps killing people. It keeps destroying lives. It keeps making societies a little bit more miserable to live in for everybody. I mean, no one really benefits from it, yet it is, excuse me, so embedded into the system. So there's definitely a mind shift that needs to go on here, and I just don't honestly know how to make that happen. I know for almost a fact that if we go with just the basics, you know, and give people their dignity, and everyone lives with the understanding that we're all in the same pool. We all get the basics, and we all are able to explore our strengths to the hill. And with that opportunity, it's like bees. We're just going to be building honey. We'll just be making a lot of honey. We all coordinated. And, you know, right now we're not coordinated, so we can't really make anything that someone can taste and say, that American society, that tastes so good. I love it over there, man. It's like the best bowl of honey. We can't get there. We are so disorganized and so untrusted of everyone, and start to actually hate each other in some instances, to the point of kneeing someone to the ground like that. I mean, it's a very serious problem, and I just pray that we can all work as individuals first. You know, you have to take care of yourself first. Like, you got to think, what is it about me first that might be contributing to this, if anything? And then we have to then look outside our circles and make sure that we put that word out that it's not okay to think you're better than anyone else. We all have problems. We all have issues. We all have great moments and bad moments. We all take dumps. We all have to do the things that the average person has to do on a daily basis. So there's nothing really different. We all want the same thing, and that is peace of mind and ability to grow. And if we can all have that, I think that a lot of things will calm down and a lot of segments of the population wouldn't exist as much, and you would have a much more peaceful, thriving society. It would come up naturally. Wouldn't even be something that we would naturally have, like, to really work hard or, you know, have even goals and all that. No, you just have to be in basic unison that everyone is here to be who they are going to be, knowing that they will not have anything taken from them or rejected from them automatically because of just their race. And, you know, those things can really hurt people and mess up their spirits. And we don't want to ruin spirits. And I think that is the overall period situation in my book. If this world is about energy, and everything that we see is about energy, then you want to make sure that more people have positive flow of energy than negative. And racism makes a lot of negative energy flow. It's a very negative energy flow that really disrupts the growth of the America, of the country, of the world. You know, it just, you know, it could go that deep. We need to find a way to get rid of it. And maybe we can't. You know, maybe it's just not in a genetic code for man to not do this. But my guess is there is a way for us to do it. And I guess it just comes from one individual at a time. One person at a time has to take a stance in everybody's family and situation to just understand that this mindset is wrong. And it goes on every level, blacks, whites. I mean, I think there's a lot of guilty parties, but of course with people with power, it gets more dangerous, as you can see. So it's a problem. It's been a problem. We all know it's been a problem. We all see it and we all act like it's not there. And we just go on, but it's there. And it's not getting any better. So that's my statement to this. I do pray and hope that your family is safe right now during the coronavirus as well. And if you are having rallies in your hood, I hope they're safe and somewhat peaceful. I just hope that everyone is doing well, and hope to talk to you again soon. Thanks for listening in. Bye-bye.